This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
Good morning and welcome to the Cap J Hood Show on ESPN 1000 with Jesse Rogers in for my guy Hoodie, who has a few days off in advance of the start of the baseball season. I'm David Kaplan. Shane Norling's our executive producer, the beat man. Jay Moore is at the controls, and we are ready to rock and roll at 312-332-3776 as we embark on our next 25
you
years
gotta,
here
you gotta shoot
at the
me
radio station.
You got to shoot me a text about this Kennedy construction, for God's sakes. 5:30 in the morning.
I tweeted about it on Friday.
I know you did. I tried to leave even a little bit earlier and still got stuck in it all. My God, that's going to go on for 3 years?
3 years.
Okay, well, I'll be attending White Sox game via train these days.
Good luck
via
with
train
that.
In 2023. Good to see you, Cap.
Good to
yes,
see you.
Yes, we kid. Had a good time on Friday. I'm ready to rock and roll. A whole weekend of basketball to discuss, men and women. Can I, full disclosure, real quick? Until 4 months ago, I didn't give a crap about Iowa football or basketball. Now I'm paying them for my daughter to go to school there, and I'm, like, all into it. Like, I am all into Iowa, and last night the women's team made the Final Four.
Yeah, I walked in here, and immediately, you weren't in here yet, Shay says something about Jonathan Majors, and I'm thinking, $6 million man. I didn't even know he was still alive. He's like, no, Jonathan Majors. I'm like, who's that? And I had brought that name up because he was tweeting about it over the weekend, and my wife... And she's like, $6 million, man? I'm like,
that's who I thought it was, too.
No.
Lee Majors.
Right. Never heard of the guy. Never heard of him. And he's telling me he's the biggest actor in Hollywood. Stop yourself.
And he is the big. Right now, he is. This story's massive.
Jesse didn't know who he was either.
Three pop culture mavens in here, Cap and Jesse.
My wife hadn't heard of him.
Did either of you watch Succession last night?
No.
Like I said, two pop culture mavens in there.
I did. After the Iowa game was over,
my
I did
God.
Watch Succession.
Iowa got eliminated in the first round.
Iowa women's team. Now, finish your story. You didn't know who Jonathan Majors was, and then I came in and said...
You named some yes. name, and I'm
oh,
like,
I don't know, the first 40-point triple-double in NCAA
said,
history?
Who had a... I watched the games yesterday. I didn't see a 40-point triple-double. Oh,
Caitlin
the Iowa women.
Clark.
God bless her.
41, 12, and 10.
I didn't watch.
Although
God bless.
The scorers gave her the 10th rebound. It was a tip at the end of the game, so it was a little something shady going on there. But yes, 40-point triple-double. Look, it was the last game of a whole weekend of games that Iowa played last night. It was fun to watch these teams that never make the Final Four make it.
I was locked in on Golden State and the Timberwolves. Sorry.
Jeez, dang. But sorry. I freely admit 5 months ago, 6 months ago, could care less about Iowa sports. But this has been a nice bonding thing with my daughter, I got to admit, because she's not a big sports fan. She goes to college freshman year. All of a sudden, I'm getting texts about the Bulls, about Iowa basketball. I'm like, oh, you found religion. Yes, sports are fun.
Yeah, they are.
You know?
They're a lot of fun. So best of luck to, is it Iowa?
That's
in the, best of luck to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Lady Hawkeyes.
Lady Hawkeyes. Friday at the Final Four.
Best of luck to them. And best of luck to whatever other pop culture things that come up that I've never heard of.
Look, I'm with you on Jonathan Majors. I did not know who that was. And here's the thing, Shay. It's like a comic book universe, all right? In the old days, when you were 12, you were into comic books. For some reason, now if you're 35, 45, 50, you're supposed to know all this stuff. Well, I prefer not to. I'm not 12 anymore.
Thank you. Well said, Jesse.
Well, it's not just that, Jess. He was in Devotion.
What was that?
It was a movie about the Korean War, I think. He's been in Creed III. He's one of the new it guys in Hollywood. And, well, not to get heavy to start the morning, but he was arrested over the weekend. It was a big story.
I once you told me the story, I remembered hearing it, but I didn't know his name was Jonathan Majors. I'm with Cap on that.
So let's talk NCAA tournament, okay? Because once this Final Four is over, baseball will be back, the Masters will come, but it's going to be a month of this new era of Bears football on your home for Chicago Bears football, ESPN 1000. I watched all these games. I was locked in Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. It was all awesome. Do you like this fact? 312-332-3776. This is the first Final Four in history without a 1, a 2, or a 3 seed. They're all gone. Is the tournament better with no blue bloods in the Final Four? You have San Diego State, first trip ever. Florida Atlantic, first trip ever. And in the other matchup, you've got Miami of Florida, first trip ever against a UConn team that had fallen on hard times post-Jim Calhoun. Mm-hmm. And now Danny Hurley, my guy, has rallied the troops, and they are the favorite to win the championship next month.
They're really good. I don't see how you can say, oh, no, I like the other way, that if all four top seeds made it, I prefer that. That's no fun. So between that and this, I'll take this any day.
Same here.
And here's the other thing. Even if those all four top seeds make it, now I'm more of a casual fan than maybe you are, they're not full of Magic Johnsons and Larry Birds and household college names. That's probably why they didn't make it, these one seeds. So even if the one seeds have made it, I'm okay, I'll get to learn these players a little bit more. But I'm fine watching what we saw. I wish Marquise Noel had moved on. I kind of fell in love with him over the weekend, like everyone. It's kind of his coming out party nationally. But I don't see how anybody would prefer the 4-1 seeds to make it. That seems kind of boring, unless each of them had some major NBA star on it that you can't miss, and it was going to be Bird versus Johnson in the finals or something. So, yes, absolutely prefer this. It's fun. It's fun to see three schools make it for the first time. And speaking of which, last night, Miami's women team lost. It could have been Miami could have had men and women in the Final Four, which has happened 13 times. So who knew Miami was this basketball school all of a sudden? But he's a good coach. And do you know him at all, Jim?
Larrinaga?
Yeah, do you know him a little bit?
Coach L?
Yeah, he's been around forever.
I know Brian Dutcher very well because he didn't become a head coach till like age 57 or 8. Because he was Steve Fisher's associate head coach at Michigan.
Right.
And then went with him to San Diego State. And then finally when Steve stepped down, then he took over and became the head coach. He's been the head coach for 6 years now. But he's done a very good job.
But there's no doubt that it's not a coincidence that none of the top seeds made it. The transfer portal has changed things. Money coming into college sports has changed things. So I think this is the future, not the exception to the rule. I think this is kind of going to be the rule that you're going to see upsets. And first of all, Florida Atlantic obviously was seeded way too high. I mean, that 33-3 and your 9 seed, they got that wrong. It was all based on who they played in their conference, obviously, and their conference they're in. So they made a mistake with that one. But other than that, this has been awesome.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the heck out of it. 312-332-3776. This is the first Final Four ever without a 1, 2, or 3 seed. Is the tournament better without blue bloods? Let's go to Joe in St. Charles. He's first. Hey, Joe, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, you know, this reminds me of when Al McGuire won it. It was just a pile of junk in that Final Four, too. But, you know, to me, when I'm looking at this, it's like open gym at the Y. You know, the quality of play is bad.
Well, I don't know.
I completely disagree with you. I thought the quality of play was outstanding.
Marquise Noel was bad. That guy's ability to shoot and play make was bad, Joe?
It still looks like the Y to me. You're talking about one guy.
Well, I'm just giving you an example.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with you more, Joe. You're entitled to your opinion. I don't understand it. I think it's amazing.
Those games were great yesterday.
And for the tournament. Joe, thanks for the call, man. Have a good week. It is amazing for college basketball.
Yeah, I think this is what they want, their version of parity, where it's not just the Blue Bloods. And I don't see how he can judge, like, if you just watch the games, how can you judge that's bad basketball? Like, you're, what are you comparing it to, is what I would say to him. Joe, what are you comparing it to? Because, I don't know, that was entertaining. They seemed to have good skill sets. There was good basketball. It was good offense, good defense, good shooting at times.
Well, I was freaking thrilled Alabama got knocked out. With all that nonsense going on, I did not have them advancing, so that was fine. I thought they did not handle the whole Brandon Miller thing correctly. I don't know Nate Oates. I've never talked to the guy in my life. Mm-hmm. I thought his comments, well, he's in the wrong place at the wrong time. A young lady was murdered.
Right.
And I just thought he came off. He may be the best guy in the world. He came off like a boob.
Yeah, he didn't handle it well.
He did not. Came off like a meathead.
Their crisis management wasn't great, and maybe karma came up and bit them because they lost. Did you have any Final Four teams? I only had UConn.
I had UConn left. I had Texas, and they blew the game.
Oh, you did?
I did. I had Texas winning it.
Now, it's so funny. Like, in hindsight, I'm like, why didn't I pick San Diego State? You know, like, how would I have known? How would I have known?
Right.
But Florida Atlantic should not have been a 9 seed. That became clear to me in the first two rounds. Last week, but it was a great weekend. It really was.
It was awesome.
But you and I disagree on one moment. At the end of that game when Marquise Noel got fouled and went to the free throw line. I'm sorry, not Marquise Noel, Damian Trammell.
Correct.
Darian Trammell. Jeez. Darian Trammell. We disagreed on that.
So I believe if you're going to call a game a certain way throughout, and you're going to allow physical play, you can't call that at the end. And I guarantee you that if that official could take it back, he would not make that call.
Really?
Yes.
Now, we're talking about the end of San Diego State Creighton, of course.
As a
1-point win.
If you're going to call it one way the entire game.
Well, you're making it sound like there were no fouls at all. I mean,
they were letting way worse stuff than that. And with 2/10 left, or with 3/10 left, or 1 second left, you're going to call that? I just
can't imagine.
It's got to be egregious.
But it's not like the refs every time out are coming together saying, okay, we haven't been calling much, so let's keep that up. Like, you don't think that way. You're just watching for a foul. And if the game happened to have less fouls in it, and all of a sudden there's a foul, it's not like there were no fouls. I got to disagree with that. I thought live it was a foul. I thought live it was a foul. And then the replay, you saw the hand on the hip, and it changed the shot.
Oh, please.
Well, did you agree or disagree with the holding call at the end of the Super Bowl?
The holding call at the end of the Super Bowl. I believe that he, but that was way more of a grab.
I feel like they're similar.
They might be.
You know, so I thought that was the right call. And then when he missed the first free throw, I was like, oh boy, things are tightening up inside there.
All right, 312-332-3776. Is the Final Four better without the Blue Bloods? Your thoughts. And should officials swallow the whistle at the end of games unless it's egregious? We'll get to your calls next.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's Home for Sports.
Is the Final Four better without the Blue Bloods? No 1, 2, or 3 seeds for the first time ever in the Final Four. Your thoughts. And what about that call at the end of the San Diego State-Creighton game where they called a foul with 1.2 left and it ended up, kid missed the first free throw. Give him credit, man. Step up and make the second one after missing the first. That takes some stones. He did that, and they win by 1.
My wife is like, please don't show his mother. Please don't show his mother. Because she was so nervous for him as, like, a mother, right? I'm like, will you stop? There's betting angles involved here. I don't care about the kid's mother.
Well, a friend of mine says, I laid the 1.5 with San Diego State.
Oh, man.
And I said, why would you do that? If it comes to a 1 point, just bet the money line.
Or buy the half or something.
Bet the money line.
Yeah, bet the money line.
It's not that big a difference.
Was that the line, 1.5? Yeah. I didn't even know that. Yeah. Oh, I was just kidding when I said that.
And they won by one.
Oh, my God, that first free throw clinker. Well, at that point, you want them, if you're a better, to miss the second one, so there's overtime.
And you could have gotten it at a different... I think Creighton was -2.5 early. I think he live bet the 1.5. So, anyway, let's go to the phones. 312-332-3776. Eddie on the north side. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, boys. I've been loving the basketball, but that play, that foul should have never, ever been called. They had hands on each other throughout all the games in the NCAA.
I agree.
And you do that, that's just completely horrible. It is.
Eddie, if they had been calling that all game long, I understand it. But you can't – guys adjust. It's like batters adjusting to a strike zone, and then all of a sudden you're calling it 3 inches off the plate. Hey, you haven't called that whole day.
Eddie and Cap, man, you're each play is different. You're acting like this specific play happened all game. A guy running in and touched on the hip and wasn't caught. Like, every play is different. If you're saying it wasn't, quick whistles on calls, okay, maybe. But on this call, this ref thought the shot was impacted, and I think we'd all agree it was.
It was not.
I think it was.
They swallowed the whistle throughout the whole tournament. They weren't even calling fouls. People were getting knocked to the ground with. Oh, get up and
we're
gonna
call that
on
a trip to the fuck. Stop.
Yeah, I know.
You can't call
that. Have a great day.
You too.
You know what? Blame the defender. Tramiel got a step on the defender. He gets that shot. He gets to have that shot unimpeded.
Okay.
And instead, he gets a hand on his hip and pushed.
Okay, I want to read you something.
All right, read it.
Okay, I texted somebody way high up in NCAA basketball.
Okay.
Way high up.
I believe you.
Okay, this is what he said. Hold on. Here it is. I need my glass.
All right, this is, again, the end of the Darien, the San Diego State game with Creighton. Darien Trammell drives.
Right.
Ref calls a foul with 1 second left. He makes one of two. They win the game.
Cap, do not use my name. Two things. It was a foul, but in capital letters, there was a blank ton of contact all game with no calls. In my opinion, no call equals no argument as to why they used the stopwatch at the end, because you heard Kenny, the Jet Smith, go, I would think that the scoreboard is more accurate. Why did you go to a stopwatch? That is the rule, and it is better technology in this case than the TV replay. The reason, there's something called precision timing, which the officials wear that little pack, like a beeper, on their belt.
Right.
And they hit that. Precision timing is synced to their whistle. So when they blow the whistle, the clock automatically stops, rather than the human side of it where the scorer has to go...
Right.
Boom. And hit
the button.
Well, your brain has to recognize the ball, the foul, the ball hit the out of bounds, whatever it is. Precision timing has asked for an exorbitant fee per game for the NCAA to be able to use it in the tournament. And they went, no, we're not paying that. Sorry,
so that's why the stopwatch.
I don't disagree
that if there's no call, it's not like an over-the-top argument from the other side, meaning... Like, if there was no call, we would have said, oh, maybe that was a foul and moved on. But I feel like we could say the same thing about the call. Okay, it was a foul. They could have made it a no call, but it was a foul. We're going to have to move on. The umpires decide end of games. NFL officials decide the end of the games. They're all part of the game. Part of the game, and I thought he fouled him.
Let's go to Chris in Pilsen. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show. 312-332-3776. What's up, Sparky?
Hey, guys, two things. Been watching the NCAA tournament since about 85. Mm-hmm. This is some of the best team defense I've seen. That Miami-Texas game, the on-ball defense was just tremendous.
Yeah.
So I believe that without the Blue Buds, who can score offensively and have that star player, it's better team basketball, which is a lost art form, especially when these guys go to the next level in the NBA. That guy Miller on Miami, I believe, is
Jordan
a stud.
Miller. Yeah.
Yeah.
I called 3 years of his games, I believe, at George Mason.
Amazing.
And I'm like, boy, they got a hell of a recruit here at George Mason.
And then last thing, as far as the foul, His hand was on it. If he doesn't extend the arm, it's a no call. But he's in the air, and he extends the arm. So I think it was a good call by the ref.
There you
go. Hang up. Thanks,
Chris. Have a great day, man.
I mean, that's why it's a great debate, because I think we could take 100 calls and, you know, be 50-50 either way, foul or no foul.
But isn't it
I don't like the idea of, yes, it's a foul, but don't blow the whistle. A foul's a foul.
But it's what Jay Wright said at the end of the game. You have to call the game the way you've been calling the game. Like, correct. Jay Wright on the postgame show said, if you're not... Jesse, I get what you're saying, but they were letting SDSU bully Creighton all game with that pack line. They didn't call anything. And then suddenly, in the final second, you're going to call this tic-tac thing. Like, I get, yes, it's a foul, 100%. But... you weren't calling that with 15 minutes left in the game.
Agreed.
You can't call it with a second left.
I mean, you said Creighton was being bullied by San Diego State? Is that what you said?
Yes.
They were allowing
them. They had 11 free throws. San Diego State had 6. So you're right. There weren't a ton of free throws in the game in general, but Creighton shot more of them. So I don't think they were getting bullied. They got they got to the free throw line, made 10 of 11. I don't know. I don't understand how a ref is supposed to think in the moment. I guess we haven't been calling much. I'm not going to call this one. I don't know. I just don't. Each play is different.
You're telling me that a referee doesn't look at the court and go, that's LeBron James. Come on, man. They know who the stars are. They know the situation.
Yeah, so one of them said, that's Vooch.
That robot.
That's Vooch. Let's get him out of here.
Yeah, we'll get to that, too. Shay, I got another issue. And it's a big issue.
With what?
I'm not going to trivialize the fact that thunderstorms are important.
No,
quit blocking the score at the bottom of the screen every 13 seconds.
That was brutal.
I was losing my mind. And Tyler Aki and I, who do the basketball show on Sundays, are texting back and forth, losing our minds. Don't put it up one time. Give me an accurate report once. I don't need every 5 minutes you have to update the damn thing again. It's like, Jess, we couldn't go 2 minutes of game time without boom, and then it covers the entire score bug. I can't see where the possession arrow is. I was losing my mind.
Talk to Tracy. Can't they do something and just shrink it down?
Something. Here's the other thing. Okay, let's not minimize. There were some tornadoes down south recently. That's a different story. But when it's just thunderstorms, okay? When it's just hard rain, you don't need that every 10 minutes.
Agreed.
We're in Chicago. There's not many things that can go wrong here that are life-threatening in this moment unless it's a tornado.
Correct.
And there was nothing about tornadoes on that thing. It was severe thunderstorm watch.
Hi, I'm Tracy Butler. I know we're in the Elite Eight games, and we're going to get flurries.
Okay. Rain and flurries.
Love you, Tracy.
Hail. Okay. All right. Big deal.
She's going to come in here and go,
I know,
hey,
she is.
Jackass. It was CBS. No. I work for ABC.
Well, but she's a sports fan, so she probably was annoyed by it, too. You don't need it every 10 minutes. Shay is finally right about
it
something.
It wasn't even every 10. It was every 2 or 3. They would update
that
it,
was
make
annoying.
The thing 15 minutes longer. You know what? Just tell me we're going to be under a thunderstorm warning till 5:30 and leave it alone.
Well, don't tell me that. What do I care? I know when it's going to rain. I could hear it.
I have the weather app on my phone. I don't need this. There's quarter-sized hail. I can hear it bouncing off the windows. Let me watch the game.
Yeah, or
like,
just
cover the top of the screen. Don't cover the scorebook.
Thank you. Just don't cover the score and the time.
Right.
Stupid.
That was really annoying.
Shay, get her on the phone.
It's not her fault. Tracy never would have done that. Right. This was a different broadcast.
And it was CBS, not ABC.
Tracy would have respected us as spectators.
Stick together.
Well, it's a big money business.
Yeah.
It's a scam.
It's a scam. Total scam.
I said to her a couple weeks ago. That's half true,
I know why you put out all the storm warnings.
Right.
Because you own stock in Jewel and Mariano's, and you want people to run in and stock up.
I mean, I'm half kidding, but there's probably big money in bad weather. Let's face it. There's
Tracy,
big money in bad weather.
More money for you if the weather is bad.
Well, kind of works for us, too.
Yeah.
When the Bears are bad, we do well here.
She's clearing bonus checks if there's enough thunderstorms.
T. Butler at ABC.com. I don't know. Whatever. 312-332-3776. Big O on the west side. Big O!
What's happening, brothers? How you doing?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. As a former coach would tell me, and my little Travis playing football, Let's get out on these guys and stay on these guys so the refs cannot affect the game. That second half, there's nobody talking about Craig played poorly. I mean, what was that field goal position the second half?
Yeah, it was god-awful.
That's abysmal. And we're sitting here talking about 1.2 seconds. Let's talk about the second half they had to come out and play basketball. And make no mistake about it. San Diego State came out and played with those guys. And they peed down their pants, and they gave that game away. And that 1.2 seconds, that was an obvious foul. You can't put your hand in the small smash back off a jump shot and think they're not going to call that foul in the middle of the floor where everybody can see it. Other than that, Craig did not play good that second half, and that's the reason that they lost.
I'm with you, Big O.
Has nothing to do with that game. The other 39 is changed. They did not play well in the second half, and that's why they went home. And that's the end of the story. They're not going to change the call. We're not going to change it on the radio. So guess what? You lost. Good season. Better luck next year. And I'm gone, brother. Have a nice one, brother.
That's a great right, Big O. Have a good week, kid.
Don't let it come down to that, Cap. Don't let it come down to that. By the way, combine those two teams, 5 for 30 from three-point land for the game.
Good defense on both sides.
Why it was 57-56.
Two well-coached teams.
Yeah.
Greg McDermott at Creighton. And Brian Dutcher at San Diego State. 312-332-3776. Not a single 1, 2, or 3 seed in the Final Four. And the fall at the end of the game. Is this the best tournament you have ever watched? And we'll deal with Tracy Butler. It's all coming up next.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Rolling on with Jesse Rogers in for Hoodie. I'm Cap, Shay, and Jay Moore. We're ready to rock and roll with you, 312-332-3776. As we're talking some NCAA tournament, we will go around the NFL at 8:18. And we will have some fun with Courtney Cronin as well in the 9 o'clock hour. So yesterday, we finished off the Elite Eight games. So the Final Four is set. And I think it's one of the best tournaments I've ever watched.
Yeah, I would make UConn the favorite, but I wouldn't say it's a slam dunk they win it. No way.
I think I went to almost 20 Final Fours in a row.
I went to 9 back in the day. You went to 20?
Well, I was coaching. Right. I'm in the Coaches Association, so I would get tickets. I think the first one I ever went to, in fact, it was the first one I ever went to, was when Villanova upset Georgetown, when Harold Jensen hit the shots. There was no three then. And they beat Ewing and Georgetown. My brother and I were there at Rupp Arena. It was amazing. That was cool to be at that game. Super cool.
You know what my game was? I went to 9 Final Fours in a row, including when Chris Webber, the Fab Five.
Called the time.
But I was sitting right. I had that press row thing. He was right in front of me. And I knew they were out of timeouts. And he's calling timeout. I'm like, no. You know, he's like almost yelling at him.
Crazy.
But just real quick, you finish your story. Don't you think the Final Four, at least back then, I went to 9 way back when, you probably went a while ago. It was one of the best events to go to. It had a total amateur feel to it. Everything about it, the practices on Friday, uh-huh. Friday, and then Sunday for the two teams that moved on. Just everything about it felt very amateur, and it was
not
awesome.
Anymore.
Probably not anymore, if I guess.
Also, yesterday, we're trying to watch the games and trying to see how much time is left.
What's the score?
Yeah, and we're getting interrupted again by this ridiculous weather thing. It's not like a meteor was about to crash into the earth. That leads us to Tracy Butler from ABC 7, who's on the phone. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, guys.
Tracy, can you please get to the weather people, your brethren? Stop interrupting the NCAA tournament with a score bug thing at the bottom we can't read because of some rain.
Cap, it wasn't just rain. There were people getting ping pong ball-sized hail.
That's staying
home. And dollar-sized hail. That's severe weather. Cap, I will side with severe weather every time. But here's the thing. You know, these things are already formatted to run at the bottom of your screen. I don't know how easy it is to maybe reformat it during certain things that it's at the top of the screen so you wouldn't see that. But I'll side with severe weather warnings every single time.
Tracy,
Mother Nature doesn't care that your game's on.
Okay, I'm going to bring some rational kind of common sense thought to it. If you're watching the game inside, why do you need the weather update about something
like, somebody
that
walking
isn't
around with
you?
Like a remote TV going, oh, God.
You're watching, you know?
Yes, because it is so important with severe weather that people have multiple ways to receive a warning, whether it's you're sitting in your house. Hey, your kids might be outside playing in the backyard. You need to get them inside. Again, they're between your phones, because I know Shay was saying, I get it on my phone. Anyway.
That wasn't nice.
I love it.
It definitely sounded like you, though. Yeah, I get all that. I get all that. But look, you're winning me over a little bit because I guess hail can be damaging a little here and there. But like, if it's a tornado, I'm all in. I understand because we've seen just recently devastating tornadoes.
Yeah,
but some hail. You really need to think every 5 minutes.
Can you please talk to the Weather Service people? Shrink it down a little bit so I can see the clock, or put it on the top of the screen.
So you want less information is what you want.
Well, just shrink the font size.
No, that's what I said. That's what I said. You know,
even when OJ was getting chased, we could see the game and the score on the split screen.
Thank you. And that was 1994.
There's got to be a better way of telling us all this information.
Well, again, there's been a lot of research done, believe it or not, as to where people want this placed on their screens. And traditionally, it's always at the bottom. No matter anywhere you put it, somebody's going to be upset for some reason or not. But the most important thing is that we get the information out. Millions of dollars in damage. We had Memorial Day a few years ago. Millions of dollars of damage were done by just hail alone in this area. Hail is a big deal, guys.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, wow. I'll give you wow. I'm actually off today, and I'm calling you to talk about this. So, but that just goes to show Mother Nature's always listening.
Tracy, we love you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Have a great week.
Thanks for that.
Love you guys.
See ya.
You bet.
There you go. There's Tracy Butler, ABC7 Weather.
I guess we need to be a little worried about hail if the kids are in the backyard, Cap. I don't know. But every 5 minutes, it was too much. Yeah. It was too much.
If it's raining, bring the kids in.
Right. Right, exactly. You hear the thunder. Maybe you hear the rain.
Dad, there's golf balls coming out of the sky. Then come on in.
Come in. Get under the canopy or something.
There's games on.
There just has to be a solution. Like, CBS has to be able to move the score bug up then, because I can't not see the possession arrow.
Correct.
It's absurd. There's jump balls happening during the weather alerts.
I can live without the possession arrow.
Not
the score is a different story.
When there's jump balls happening during the weather alert, I got to see the possession arrow.
Jeez.
Wow. Wow.
Shay probably had money on the possession arrow.
He did.
I'm not that much of a degenerate.
Same game parlay. Right. Yeah, this possession arrow will end on Creighton. He can't tell.
Surprised they don't have that.
You can't tell.
No, and the thing is, it was just too frequent, too. Like, we get the picture. You know, put it up there once, maybe 45 minutes later, put it up one other. It was like every 7 minutes.
Oh, it was faster
than
that.
It, every 5 minutes.
It was just constant nonsense.
Anyway.
I get it. Give us the info and get out the screen.
Get out.
That's it. Crazy. 312-332-3776. I also had the Bulls game on yesterday.
As did I.
Bulls have won 7 of 10. They are 10-5 since Patrick Beverley joined the team.
He's made a difference. I don't love him as a player. I don't know what you're feeling, but it seems like he has brought something to them that they were lacking. How about the end of the game when he scored? He was kind of doing the, you know, whatever it was he was doing.
Oh, he was saying LeBron, tall enough.
Not tall enough, exactly. But it was a great defensive effort. I will say, I want to see, I think they rematched this Wednesday at the United Center. You know, you get a star player back in his first game in a couple months, it's actually a good time to play them. They were out of sync offensively at different times. Other times they looked okay, L.A. I want to see what the return looks like. I think it's Wednesday after he's had a couple games here. let's see. But taking nothing away from it, they won without Vooch for most of it because he was ejected. It's a great second half. Great second half by the Bulls.
Okay, so people were upset about Vucevic getting ejected.
Yeah.
Here is Vucevic after the game. Obviously, it was a bad decision by me to react the way I did in a game as important as it is for us. I've got to control my emotions a little better in the moment. It was my mistake. I'm just glad my teammates came through and won the game for us. It makes me feel a little less bad about myself. Look, Tony Brothers is an accomplished official. Now, they're humans. I'm not telling you that they don't make mistakes. Every day, though, it's like people are going nuts on the officials.
People are going nuts on the officials.
Every single day. Vucevic got a T. He obviously said something. Tony Brothers said to Billy Donovan, we gave him enough time between the T's to cool off. And then he fired on the officials, apparently in Serbian.
But you can make out words.
Correct. And they went, you're out.
Yeah.
And he went right to the room.
He fouled LeBron, I believe. Didn't think it was a foul. Said something to the ref as he's walking away. Gets the tee. He's over by the bench. He turns back. He says something more. I asked Shea to read lips. I couldn't tell. It was in Serbian. That's why. And they eject him. The fact that after the game they didn't go nuts, I wonder if they had lost the game, if Billy and Vooch would have had a different tune. They were kind of okay with it. You know, it's that fine line. You don't come to watch the refs. They also have to have control. I mean, I guess we need to know what he said. But he did apologize.
He did.
He did put it on himself.
Again, I just read it.
So
my mistake.
So the fact that they won with I think I texted Sylvia. I'm like, this ejection might fire them up a little bit. You know? It might fire, and maybe it did in that second half. They just played great defense throughout the game.
I know some of the officials, and they
Donahue?
Tim Donahue. Yeah, exactly. I never met that guy.
Surprising.
I know some of these guys. Yeah. I'm telling you, they bust their ass to get calls right because they're held accountable if they're not correct. And there are guys who lose playoff assignments, and they make more money that way. I know people sit at home.
I know every umpire in the league. I hear it all the time. They want to get it right. They don't always do because they're humans.
I got reprimanded for being a complete jackass to an official named Tom Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Clark called the Final Four. We lost at Ball State something like 93-58. And I ran after him off the court, telling him he cheated us. Did you ride in on their bus? Blah, 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 blah.
That 30-point defeat was on him.
I got the call that your assistant, the young kid, he's got to go in and apologize. And I did, and Tom Clark is standing in there. I walk in. I'm like, yeah, who is it? David Kaplan from Northern Illinois. Opens the door, and he starts laughing. He's like, dude, you lost by 40. Maybe I missed one call.
Right.
Maybe two. You lost by 40.
Right.
Yep, you're right. I apologize.
Now, missing a call is one thing, though. A quick hook to eject a guy, that could be considered a lot worse.
There was an official named Joey Crawford.
I remember Joey Crawford.
There was Jerry Crawford in baseball.
Yeah.
Joey Crawford in the NBA, and the dad, Shag Crawford.
I didn't know him.
Legendary. I think he may be in the Hall of Fame. He's close. I did not know him. He's one of the greatest umpires of all time. Joey Crawford, if you looked at him the wrong way, I'm not taking it.
Yeah.
And guys knew.
Yeah, back not then, to mess those with guys him. Really ruled the league back then.
They did.
They absolutely ruled the league.
They
so
did.
That's why this call's a little different. The ejection's a little different than a bad foul call.
All right, your calls on the tournament. We've got some people want to talk. We'll get to that. And on the Bulls. Don't forget, around the NFL at 8:18. Be right back.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
All right, we've been talking hoops here in the first hour because
Caitlin Clark scored 41. Is that why?
Hoop?
Don't start. She scored more points than any Iowa game this season.
Oh, the girl from Iowa.
Yeah, any Iowa football game this season. Yes, the girl from Iowa. Triple-double.
God bless her.
Final Four.
It's awesome.
I hope I'm going to that game. It'll be fun. I think it's going to be South Carolina versus Iowa.
The question that is, if your daughter wasn't an Iowa student, would you be going?
I freely admit I would not be.
Thank you.
Freely admit.
Freddie's in Lake Forest, 312-332-3776. Frederick, good morning, Sparky.
Top of the good morning to you fellas. Love it. Love your show, Cappy and Hoodie.
Appreciate you.
Before I talk about little hoops real quick, including that Caitlin Clark, by the way, who looks so unathletic but might be one of the best female talents we've seen out of college basketball in a long time, you guys got to stop whining because you guys make the big bucks. One of you drives a Bentley, the other a Lamborghini. How would you like it if your cars were in the driveway and you were snoozing watching hoops with your nachos on your lap, and annoyed by that weather forecast, and your insurance doesn't cover your golf ball, Lamborghini, or Bentley? But you guys got to stop the whining. By the way, you guys are the big bucks. Have three screens. Watch on your computer. Watch otherwise. And let people save their lives, will ya?
Oh, stop come on. It. Come on. First of all, that's fine.
Computer,
it's fine to let us.
Put on your laptop and watch the metrics on the side and watch the screen.
I'm not doing all these. I'm not jumping through hoops to put on the game so I don't see the weather thing, weather alert.
Yeah, we're not saying not to run it. Just don't
run it every 5 minutes.
Okay, but what about people who are in and out of TV? People don't watch like you guys because you get paid for it for a living. They have to run it because people are passively watching, coming and going.
Freddie, come on. It's a little rain, a little hail. Let's go. Come on, Freddie.
Yeah, come on, Freddie. Right, and you're in Lake Forest.
You
probably
guys
have a guy that parks your car for you.
$1 million homes in your car, and you have your niece or nephew gets pummeled by hail and gets a brain injury. Then
oh,
we'll see
my
if you guys
God. Okay, we've gone to completely different levels. Freddie, have a great week, man. See ya. 312-332-3776. So we've been talking about the foul. Shea, do you think it was the correct call?
I think it was a foul. I just, they like I told Jess, the SDSU was bullying Creighton all game, and they weren't calling anything. You brought up only 11 free throws for Creighton. That's nothing. They could have easily shot in 20 if the calls had been made, but they weren't doing it. So it with a second left, if you're not making that call with 15 minutes left, you can't make it with a second left.
That's the point. The exact same play with 15 minutes left is probably called. So I disagree with you. Don't know. It has to be the same play. You can't just make a generalization that, oh, they're not calling it, so you can't call that one.
Yeah, I can. If they're playing physical, let them play.
Each play is called because of what happens in that play.
Oh, my God, you didn't just say that.
It's not like they get together at halftime and say, let's continue not calling things. Come on.
Jesse?
You act like there's some big conspiracy. We're going to make calls. We're not going to make calls. You call each play as you see it.
I didn't say conspiracy. I said it was idiocy.
You call each play as you see it.
You'd be the guy on the front page of ESPN.com writing about, how did you call strike three to ring up the Cubs at the end of the season or the White Sox when all game long you were sticking to the strike zone being this?
No. No. If it's a strike, it's a strike.
Inside the strike that went awry by Jesse Rogers.
That's what it would be. Inside. I like that because that is our headlines. Inside the inning. But Shea admits it's a foul. So I don't care what happened the 39 minutes before that.
It wasn't like he tackled him. It was ticky-tack.
Well, that's why it's at least a debate. I agree with that. And I agree if there was no call, I probably could have lived with it. And that's what I'm saying. It's one of those that could have gone either way. He called the foul. I don't blame him just because there's a second left.
Okay. The other thing, memo again, since we're throwing CBS 2 under the bus for the score bug at the bottom getting covered. When you show Kansas State on Friday night or Thursday night, I think it was Friday night, mm-hmm. and you go, let's go back to the last time they were in the Final Four and there's the great Tex winner. That wasn't Tex winner you're showing.
Who was it?
I don't know if it was the team doctor. I don't know who it was.
I didn't see this part.
The guy behind him is Tex Winter. I mean, come on. Are we that out of touch? Do we not do any homework?
I didn't see it. So they identified this guy as Tex Winter. It wasn't him.
Right.
Okay, that's a mistake.
It's been 59 years since their last Final Four. 1964 Final Four, led by the legendary Tex Winter.
No.
Boy,
that's
North.
Tex. That's our guy, Tex Winter.
That's Mikey.
I don't know. He might be a trainer. Check it out.
The Hall of Famer, the author of the Triangle Offense. Now it's in the hands of a first-year head coach. Coach Tang standing by with
us. I mean, and the best is no.
No.
We just need that drop. No.
Boy, CBS really making mistakes this week.
Come on now. Kansas State may never get back here again. I coached in Manhattan. We played them. What a hellhole. Oh. Manhattan, Kansas, awful. Awful.
Nice little turnaround from the Bruce Weber era.
He took them to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
So I'm looking on Twitter, and Northy, come on at CBS Sports, Tex Winter's the guy standing behind who you think is Tex Winter. He's right. You got to be better than that. You got to be.
And for people that don't know, Tex was like the architect of the Bulls triangle offense.
Correct.
With Phil Jackson. Some people probably don't know. He was right alongside Phil and Michael for all those championships.
Right.
Great coach.
Yeah, it was just freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I'm like, that is not Tex Winter. And then I look at social media to see if anyone said it. There's my guy, Northy. No. It's the best.
Think it was a foul, though.
Anyway. No, you can't call that foul, Jesse. And you'd be writing that story about baseball. You didn't call the pitches all game long, and you ring a guy up 2 feet outside.
But it wasn't 2 feet outside. It'd be pretty bad if he wasn't calling a strike that was a strike all game long. That'd be pretty bad in itself. But then he finally called. If it's a strike, it's a strike. I don't care what you've been doing before that. Call it. If it's a foul, it's a foul. I don't care what you've been doing the first 39 minutes. So is the defender thinking, wow, this has been a physical game. I'm going to extend my arm and not get the call? You can't think. I mean, it's a foul. It's a foul.
Disagree. Bad call. 312-332-3776. Our favorite segment of the day on the Cap and Jay Hood Show, Jesse's in for Hoodie, is Shot or No Shot. And it is going to come your way in exactly 2 minutes.